existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm Oscar Blair, and I'll be your host. Today, we're covering food. Let's get into it. Most people know that there are five tastes: sour, sweet, salty, bitter, and umami, or savory. But did you know that different tastes are caused by different chemicals? You may have figured out that sourness comes from acid. After all, sour candies are made with citric acid. And you may have also figured out that sweetness comes from sugar. That one's pretty obvious. The easiest one to figure out on your own is saltiness. I'm not going to explain this one, because if you can't figure it out, this probably isn't the right podcast for you. Bitterness is caused by alkaloids, which are usually toxic to humans. So, on an evolutionary standpoint, it makes sense that toxicity would taste bad, because we don't want to eat things that are toxic. Umami comes from certain amino acids, including L-glutamate and 5'-ribonucleotides, such as guanosine monophosphate, or GMP, and inosine monophosphate. Inosine monophosphate, or IMP. Well, I'm not P, but you get it. Contrary to popular belief, spiciness and mintiness are feelings, not tastes. Menthol, which can be found in mint, activates our cold receptors, making our mouth feel cold and minty. There are two kinds of spiciness. One, your basic spiciness, caused by peppers and hot sauce, is caused by alkylamides. The second kind, which activates heat receptors in your nose, comes from wasabi or horseradish or mustard, comes from isothiocyanate. That's a fun word. It's bad luck if you don't say isothiocyanate every day. Now I'm going to talk about different chemical and physical reactions that occur in baking. Let's picture a cake. There are lots of ingredients for a cake. One main ingredient is flour. Flour is the structure of the cake. There's sugar, which is the sweetener. There's oil or butter, which can act as lubricant, but also retain the moistness inside the cake. Then there's eggs. Eggs act as emulsifiers, which allow the oil and water to mix, because they usually don't like to mix. And then there's vanilla for flavoring, and milk for richness. And then there's baking powder, or yeast, or baking soda, used in different situations, and those are leaveners. When cooked, leaveners should release carbon dioxide, which forms bubbles inside the cake, making it rise, and it makes it fluffy. There are three kinds of leaveners. There's chemical leaveners, think baking soda, baking powder, biological leaveners, think yeast, and physical leaveners, think egg whites. Physical leaveners are really just bubbles, so like meringue, and it expands in the oven. It's not really a chemical. Now I'm going to talk about cooking, specifically frying. Have you ever thought about why sugar caramelizes or caramelizes? As the sugar is heated, it's breaking down into simpler sugars, which then dehydrate and fragment into ketones and aldehydes. Thanks, Google. Basically, the sugar breaks down and kind of fights the moisture, which makes it thicker. And when people talk about caramelized onions or caramelized onions, that's just the sugars in the onions becoming caramelized. Yes, I am going to keep switching between caramelized and caramelized. You can choose which is right. One thought lots of people have is, why does sugar taste so good if it's not good for us? Well, the thing was, while we were evolving, food was scarce. So we needed sugar. So sugar was a good thing. So if you didn't like the taste of sugar, too bad. If you don't eat the sugar, which is the food that's available, you will die and not pass on your genes, therefore not passing on the sugar tastes bad gene. And now we all like the taste of sugar. And food isn't much of a problem anymore. And humans are evolving differently now as we're on the top of the food web. At the start of the episode, when I said there are only 5 tastes, many of you may have thought, there's more than 5 tastes. There's the taste of broccoli. There's the taste of celery. There's the taste of chicken. There's the taste of steak. There's the taste of pork chop. There's the taste of eggs. You can keep listing food forever, but you're wrong. Our taste buds can only sense 5 tastes. However, our nose can smell over 10,000 different smells, or somewhere in the thousands. Actually, I just looked it up. It's at least 1 trillion different odors. Thank you, Google. But Google also said the previous estimate was 10,000, so I was right. Because I did say over 10,000. I was never wrong. Because 1 trillion is over 10,000. If you want to make your food look beautiful, the only real way to do that is through practice. And once you have beautiful food, how do you show it to everyone? You can show it on Instagram. Oh, did I hear someone say Instagram? I have an Instagram. My Instagram is existentialteenager_. You can follow me and make sure to slip into my DMs. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com. You can find my website at existentialteenage.wixsite.com/home. If you don't put in the /home, it won't work. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for the season finale. Bye!